I just want to let you guys know that you're smart, but you don't even really know it. You're almost in the same way that stupid people don't know that they're stupid. They just are and continue onward. Yeah, you guys are smart. You're just too silly to know it.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
So we talk about world records a lot on this show because Jamie has 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or 6.
Yeah, somewhere. Something about that.
Losing track.
I always forget.
But another one was set that would require some help if we were trying to do it. And it is the tug of war world record.
Tug of war. How do you make a world record in tug of war?
It's how far you stretch it out. So
oh, okay.
100 people were involved. And it was a tug of war that stretched over a quarter mile.
Oh, that's a long rope.
Each side had 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart. Yeah. And so it's almost a third of a mile, and the whole thing took a... Anyways, the two biggest challenges were obviously finding a rope that long, like you asked, Jason,
mm-hmm.
and a venue that would work. They ended up doing it on a beach.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And I guess they found someone to make them the rope. But...
You can tie them together.
Yeah.
As long as the knot's proper. But...
The poll went for a minute and 15 seconds until somebody won. There's footage of it. Maybe we'll post it on our Facebook page.
I was interested. I'm a little upset when you described how far apart the people were.
They should be closer, you think?
Yeah, because with tug of war, it's a team mentality. Get in there. So I pictured people front to back. 50
people on each team.
I know, but they're only 15, I mean.
15 feet apart from me.
Like me to the window.
Yeah, that's a little far. Like for a tug of war, I think everyone's in there. You can yell at everybody. Come on, tug!
I'd say you two are about 15 feet apart. It's not that far.
We're about 8, I'd say.
Is that what you scream in tug of war? Tug?
What else are you going to say?
I don't know. Pull? Let's go.
It's not pull of war.
Lean?
They're not just tug of war specific terms.
I just don't think you're yelling tug. I don't know. I wouldn't be the first thing that comes to my mind. Come on, tug! Nope.
You don't think?
No.
You're not, poor wife.
Not in that situation.
Tug!
Pull is what you would yell. Pull!
Heave.
Yeah, heave's a good one.
Heave more throw.
Jamie, I think you would be a fan of this, of bringing it back, because if you don't know, tug of war used to be an official Olympic sport.
Really?
It was an event from 1900 to 1920.
Oh, even like modern Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, 1900 is not.
No, but opposed to ancient Greek. They called them the modern Olympics, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Read a book.
I would be more inclined to watch the Olympics.
If they had stuff like tug of war, like this.
Tug of war, potato sack race, stuff like that.
The old school children with a parent.
Egg on a spoon? How about that one?
Egg on a spoon, like family section. Put that in a track.
Spin on a baseball bat and run down an obstacle course.
Like think of the new fans you would bring in to watch the regular Olympics if you peppered these ones in there.
What'd you call it?
Oh, so you could still have
Family Olympics.
Family Olympics.
You don't have to combine every word.
You don't have to
word.
Combine it.
But Family Olympics.
You don't have to combine every
sounds
words.
You know.
Anyway, I would be more inclined if they brought that
potato
stuff
sack
back.
Races.
Yeah.
Egg on a spoon,
I think, around the track. 400-meter egg on a spoon? Like,
but like with
who wouldn't watch that?
Yeah.
I would watch chase that. With egg on a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
But hurdles. They have to go up the hurdles. Yeah,
hurdles
egg on a spoon.
With egg on a spoon. Holy just mini hurdles, like only like a foot high.
Yeah, but still.
Or bat spin hurdles.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
I think we're...
No, bat spin long jump. Because then they would just jump into the stands and stuff. It'd be great.
I don't think that the International Olympic Committee is going to put it on, but we could.
We could. We could.
The Famlympics?
Yeah.
It's growing on me.
Yeah, see?
Stop caving to his word combos.
No, it's growing on me.
That's what I do.
Biggs and Barr's Famlympics. We just get a soccer field over somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Have people with a picnic.
Yeah.
We're doing it at the Biggs and Barbecue. Who knows? I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, the barbecue might be a good.
Yeah.
We could start small this year, like just have a couple events and see how it goes. And maybe we grow it. Yeah. We're going to get no help on it. So, I mean, we got
to
just.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just have to do it ourselves. It's just fine. I mean, you just need a mom with a loud voice to organize it.
That's it.
One of those.
All right, everybody, it'll be perfect. Exactly. All right. Okay.
We'll bring it up today in our meeting.
Yeah.
Somebody write it down.
We can play this song and get some folks hyped in certain events.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Welcome to the first ever Biggs and Barr Famlympics.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I'm in.
First event: standing jump. No running.
Standing.
Just see how far you can jump from a standing position.
I believe they have that event.
Do they?
Jason.
I don't watch the Olympics. Long jump. I would never watch the Olympics,
but I'd watch this.
Tug! A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Yeah, something I think we can all get behind is the day of the year today. It's National Napping Day.
So, good
day.
Naps are great.
Great day.
Lots of people all over the world do it traditionally.
Yeah.
Siestas and such. So we don't do it here.
No.
We work ourselves to the bone, yep. Or at least feel guilty about not working most of the time.
Yeah.
Create tremendous amounts of anxiety and stress when we could solve most of it with a little nap.
Little nap. Yeah, I saw some health guy talking about how naps are not good for you, and I was like, get out of here.
Kick someone, that guy in the face. Yeah, get,
put that guy on an island and take away his phone. I don't want to hear from that guy ever again. Jimmy, what do you got?
Well, did you guys see this viral video of these angry gorilla charging at the zookeepers in Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, like, cornered them. For like almost 2 minutes. Like
really.
one of was kind of cornered.
Yeah.
He like just posturing. He was just mad.
Yeah, they're getting revenge still for Harambe.
Probably oh, that's what you
still,
think.
Probably
it's,
still like, we remember.
Well, then don't grab anybody and then you'll be fine.
Exactly. Well, anywho, there's people, a lady, you can hear her. She's praying for the person.
Shoot. She doesn't know. Oh my gosh. God help her.
Anyway, it was a little intense, obviously.
I mean, what else are you going to do, though? There's nothing else you can do, is there?
The zookeeper just stood there and, like, waited it out.
Behind a door.
Yeah, they're like, let's just wait here for a
while. Yeah, let's let him chill out. He's obviously a little worked up.
This animal that could rip us limb from limb if we wanted to is a bit upset. So let's just wait it out.
Yeah. He knows us, though. He'll chill eventually. Like, just let him.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
But this got me thinking of one of my favorite pieces of audio ever. Is when the two gorillas are getting in a fight and this woman has the profound statement to ask for the zookeeper to go break them up.
No.
That guy's got the only reasonable response.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because these gorillas are just pounding each other and this woman. No, where's the zookeepers?
Good, yeah, because so they're going to go break it up. The zookeeper in New Jersey is going to go break up two gorillas fighting?
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Hey, guys.
Knock it off.
We've been friends forever. What are we doing here?
Yeah, we can talk about this. Yeah, he's going to get it.
There's not a human being alive that would get between those two gorillas.
This isn't two great
tens. We're the zookeepers. Staying the hell away, lady. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. It's not two grade tens pushing each other in the hallway and a teacher saying, come on. Yeah. Grabbing them by the collar. Get out of here.
Boys,
you're two gorillas.
Calm down. Let's go for some prosciutto.
That would be the greatest video ever made, though.
If the guy tried to break up gorillas.
This little Italian New Yorker walked out and grabbed them both by the scruff.
Hey,
what are we doing here, huh?
Yeah.
People are watching, huh? Push them both in.
Have some self-respect.
Oh, God, where's the zookeepers?
Hiding.
Right here, lady.
Right beside her.
You, lady.
Holding the camera. All right, guys. I love a good name. There's a 43-year-old man by the name of D's Nuts.
Who's
facing charges in Wisconsin. Spelled D-E-E-Z-N-U-T-S. He changed his name. He got arrested at his home in Green Bay last Tuesday for some domestic stuff. He also allegedly pulled a BB gun that looked real, but it wasn't. Nobody was hurt. Everyone's fine.
Did they catch D's Nuts, though?
Yeah, they caught him. Okay. Yeah. He was doing some drinking. He appeared highly intoxicated when they showed up. D's Nuts was hanging pretty low at that point on his porch in his pajama bottoms with no shirt, just being a class act.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's been arrested.
Hey, this popular meme name, I'm going to change my name to it. You know, imagine.
Like to never be ever for the rest of your life taken seriously for even half a second. Yeah. Never, ever. And then wonder why your life's crumbling around you and you're drunk and hitting people you live with. Well, because you change your name to D's Nuts.
Yeah.
You moron.
Yeah. Should have sent him to separate the gorillas.
Yeah, get these nuts in here.
Yeah. All rise for these nuts. There's not a single moment in his life.
Yeah, yeah.
Where someone's ever going to take anything he says seriously.
It would be great if he was like a judge. All rise for these nuts.
You're ridiculous. He's not the judge. He's in front of the judge. Yeah. You get again. So
it's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Call us 24 hours a day. If you got something in your craw, something you're happy about, something you want to say to somebody specifically or the world, 216-3849-216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
This is kind of something in someone's craw, but I think this guy just got lucky.
Just went to go get me a nice McChicken at McDonald's, and the drive-thru line had 4 cars in it. Each of them only had a single person in it, so I said, okay, F this, that's too many people. I went inside, ordered, waited, got it, back in my truck, and the second person that was in line was only ordering. So get out of your car if you can. Christ.
I disagree.
No. What do you mean?
Whenever I say do that exact thing, say lineup's too big, I'm going inside, I'm never faster than the lineup. Yep.
Oh, I've always had the experience of this fella.
Really?
Yeah.
I find they prioritize. Maybe it's the time of day.
Maybe.
I find they prioritize the drive-through places. No, Chris?
Yeah, usually. And now the problem going inside now is if they have the self-ordering kiosk or not.
That's the thing.
Because they have the self-ordering kiosk, right. It takes forever. Because you got to figure out the kiosk. People ahead of you have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's irritating. I just walk right up to the counter.
You know what the worst?
They have to take your order.
Are you not allowed to walk up to the counter anymore? Is that a thing?
People think you can't because the kiosks are there. But I just walk right up.
Yeah, there's some of them that have. Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a cashier standing there.
Yeah.
I'm going to order from you.
Yeah, for sure. The worst case of that is the ones along the highway now.
Mm.
The en routes there?
They won't talk to you unless you go to a kiosk. But then the kiosks don't have paper. Nobody knows what they're doing.
What?
They made it so... And why don't they have drive-thrus? You're on the side of the highway.
Some do they not?
Not the en routes.
Because you're supposed to get out and rest and, you know, clear your brain and walk and stuff like that. That's why they do it.
Yeah. But you should have the option.
I agree.
You would take out half of the standing foot lineups if you would just let people drive through. I'm still going to get out in your parking lot, walk around and, you know, have a bite while leaning on my hood. I don't know, whatever.
I guess. I thought they had drive. I don't know.
They don't.
I think there's a couple of them have like a Starbucks drive.
Starbucks,
yeah, they have Starbucks, but they don't have the main food drive.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, what else you got?
All right, fella here. I guess it's another craw stuck in the craw.
Hey, boys. I just went grocery shopping there. And of course, the only open spots were self-checkouts. So I went ahead and put in my 10-minute unpaid shift at the grocery store, checking out my own items.
That's ridiculous. That statement, right?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. A, that it took 10 minutes. B, you're mad. I find them so much more convenient.
I love self-checkouts.
I love it so much more.
Yeah, if you only got a handful of stuff, they're the best.
Oh, my God.
The best. Absolute best.
But the only open spots were self-checkouts, so I went ahead and put in my 10-minute unpaid shift at the grocery store, checking out my own items.
It is annoying at Walmart because sometimes they won't have any cashiers open.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like the giant, they have the two self-checkouts now.
There's you want
you either
side.
You have a couple
side,
things
yeah.
or you have a giant cart full. The giant cart full, I agree.
Go to the thing.
I agree. There, sure. You should always have an option. There should always be a cashier. If I have an entire cart
like
full
in Costco.
Of groceries. Yeah.
Costco's great.
Costco's
you have a few
super
things,
smooth.
Go walk through. Yep. You got a big load, take it to the cashier.
Perfect. Yeah.
We were at Walmart on the weekend or Friday, doesn't matter. And there was a full cart at the self-checkout, and they didn't bring any bags. So they were scanning by hand, every item by hand, like with the little beeper.
Yeah.
But they were just putting it back in the cart, and they were obviously getting confused.
Oh, yeah. Because
what they had already...
But those are just stupid people. Oh, like, you're not going to help them.
And also, there was 4 of them, 4 adults standing around watching the cart. And then beside them was a guy doing the exact same thing a little quicker with the beeper, but he was talking to them and they were having conversations.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know each other. And there was a guy in front of us and he just gave me the old slow head turn.
Oh, yeah.
and just looked. We made eye contact, and we almost did the little, the little tiny nod. So no one. It was. He was leaning on his cart for so long, and he just did.
No, my wife. My wife hates that I do. If we have like four cases of drinks or like whatever, or dog food, because I mean that's all I get at Walmart normally. I'm grabbing the gun.
What's wrong with grabbing the gun?
I love grabbing the gun. Sure. I don't take anything out of the cart.
Why would you take it out?
She won't grab the gun. Unless
is it a
I'm
germ
there.
Thing?
I don't know. No, she just doesn't. She thinks it's, I don't know what her brain won't wrap her. Like she feels
it's there
like it's
for that
cheating.
Reason.
There's no rules.
I know there's no
You're
rules.
You're in charge of checking your own stuff out.
I know.
It's there
the
for that
king.
Reason.
Pow. Like, I love it. My
so if you
things.
Weren't there, she would pick up each case of water
and,
or whatever.
And try to hold
pop.
It over the scanner and
that's the purpose of the gun.
I know. I get it. She's quite efficient in all other ways. It's just for some reason she will not touch that gun.
I get gun happy. Some places when there is no self-checkout, you go through like, hey, want me to grab that? I can beep it for you. Because I want to go beep, beep, beep. I want to beep my own things on the bottom.
And
sometimes I get, no, just bring it around. I'm like, why? That's making everything so much difficult.
I know. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe they're gun happy. They love the beep, beep, beep.
Maybe.
Beep.
Everybody loves the gun.
Who doesn't like beep, beep, beep?
Yeah, beep, beep, beep,
I bought some water softener salt on Saturday as well, which I still haven't taken out of my car. But
you beeped it.
Yeah, there were four of them. I just...
Oh, you beeped yourself? Beep, 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 beep.
Absolutely.
You just beat the same one four times, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sometimes from the self-checkout attendant, I get the nod like, oh, you've done this before. Like, yeah, we all have now, bud.
Then hit the bell on the way out for yourself. You guys have bells at your grocery store?
No.
Well, the independent in Embrun has a bell
for
good
service. Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen that.
Ding
oh,
it
really?
For yourself.
Me,
yeah,
ding
yeah,
it for
yeah.
yourself.
I've never done it for myself.
Oh, you should.
I know.
If you're doing beep, 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 yeah, you got it.
Beep, 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 bing, I'm the best. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'll for sure.
Anyway, go to self-checkout.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
On a Biggs and Barr show.
30 seconds, 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but you have to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We have Lee on the phone.
Hey, Lee.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Good. What are you up to?
Just going into work.
Where do you work, Lee?
At the airport.
Oh, okay. What do you do there?
All the top secret stuff, guys.
All right. All right. Okay. Sorry, Lee. Didn't mean that. Sorry.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck to you today, then, okay?
All right, Lee, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state?
Louisiana.
What movie won Best Picture at the Oscars last night?
Oppenheimer.
What song is Bobby McFerrin famous for singing?
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
What show debuted on Fox 35 years ago today?
Family Guy.
What was a better schoolyard game, red ass or tetherball touch pole?
Red ass.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Wow, got it in.
Fast.
It was very quickly. Oh. All right, let's go over your answers.
Did that quickly?
What was better, better schoolyard game, red ass or tetherball touch pole? You said red ass. That's correct.
Yeah, maybe the greatest schoolyard game ever of all time.
And somehow everyone knew it.
There's different names, though. It wasn't always called Red Ass.
We had to call it Red A. We weren't allowed to say ass.
Yeah. Anyways, great game.
What show debuted on Fox 35 years ago today? You said Family Guy. That is incorrect. It's Cops.
Cops.
That is the most open-ended question I've ever heard.
It's an old thing.
You give no hints.
Yeah, but if you know what's going on in the world.
Who's going to know?
He seems pretty with it.
Hey, what show on NBC started 25 years ago? It could be it's like a million shows. Like, what are you talking about?
So I should have put a clue in then
something.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, Lee.
He didn't. What song is Bobby McFerrin famous for singing? You knew it was Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah, that one. It'll be in everyone's head today.
Don't worry.
What movie won Best Picture at the Oscars last night? You knew it was Oppenheimer. And Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state? You knew it was Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Closely.
Yeah, real closely. But
yep.
Not all the bright.
Yeah. Have fun with your super top secret job.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
All right. See ya.
See ya, bud.
Yeah, do that.
I believe this was on the Cocktail soundtrack, and that's where I heard it for the first time.
Oh, really?
My sister's cassette.
Was it released as a...
I know, yeah, I think he had his...
Here's a little song I wrote.
You might
want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah.
It's my favorite song when people like mix it into like the most tragic situation, like buildings burning behind people and carrying people out. And it's like,
don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. It fixes everything. Just sing the song.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Be
there.
Happy.
Yeah.
I'm worrying. Just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. A little bit of worrying going on. All right. Well, we'll try again tomorrow, I guess, to get a winner. Listen, we got our circle time coming up. And Oscars was actually entertaining. From the clips I saw.
A little bit, yeah.
It was actually one of the more entertaining Oscars in a long time. But we'll talk about that. Some other things coming up on Shea 106. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. You want to go first, Jason?
Yeah, I'll go first. You guys ever go to a restaurant and you're about to have a good time and then you ruin your own experience by wondering how many of the employees have actually washed their hands?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, there's this new product called the hand scanner. So it's basically a hand washing lie detector. So they say food workers only wash their hands about 33% of the time.
That seems low.
So this hand scanner thing, it's mounted like a hand dryer. And then you're supposed to wash your hands and then put your hands underneath this hand lie detector. I guess it's like ultraviolet light or something like that. And it'll show up if you have any germs and dirt on your hands.
Oh, all right. So. I mean, it sounds handy if you're in a...
Yeah.
So how do they know that it's you? Do you have to, like, sign in, say, this is me? Because someone could just say, hey, this is Bob, but it's really Doug.
I think maybe... I think maybe just your supervisor's standing there looking at it. Or maybe it's just on your own responsibility.
Okay.
Did I wash my hands? Well, they've already put 10,000 of them in restaurants worldwide, and like some Taco Bells and Arby's and stuff like that.
I mean, there's some restaurants that definitely need it.
If you haven't washed your hands properly, it will alert you. And then you'll be instructed to rewash and retest.
That's embarrassing. You don't want to do that.
If you ignore the results, it will rat you out to your boss.
Weep, 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 weep.
Siren thing goes off in the middle of the store.
Yeah, so it's just like, hey, your hands aren't clean enough. Wash them again. Yeah. Okay, you're good. I mean, that's really what it'll come down to.
Yeah.
And I'm a hand sanitizer, hand washing guy, but this may be going a bit far. Like, you're getting a hard enough time having people work in kitchens and restaurants.
True. Yeah, but if you have 10 employees and only 3 of them wash their hands after going to the bathroom.
Yeah. No, that's gross. I agree. It's gross.
But what's a lawsuit that shuts down your restaurant might be a little worse than just an upsetting.
Or people not wanting to work
there. Yeah.
It's all a conspiracy with Big Soap anyway. Big Soap.
Yeah, it could be.
Big Soap, speaking of conspiracies, Jamie, this is your wheelhouse. I thought you would bring this to the table, but
conspiracy?
The Princess Kate conspiracy going on right now.
Oh, the
Kate Middleton. So, Kate, the wife of the prince,
the future queen,
had surgery, abdominal surgery or something.
Okay,
in I guess January, I think.
All right,
and nobody's seen her since.
Yeah,
she hasn't taken a picture since. She hasn't appeared in public anywhere. And nobody knows what the surgery for the extent, because she's actually, they're trying to keep it private. It was shocking that the royals would like to keep something private.
Yeah, she had bad gas.
But it has fueled this thing on the internet saying there's something really wrong with her, or she's dead and they're hiding it, or whatever, all this insane stuff. So the royals put out a picture.
Yeah.
Of her with her 3 children.
For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day.
British Mother's Day.
They put it out. And then within hours, people are like, that photo's been doctored.
Mm.
So then they put a kill notice on the picture, basically telling all the major outlets, don't post that picture or pull it down, which has only thrown more fuel on this.
Of course, everyone put the picture up.
Like, a picture that was supposed to ease everybody, saying she's fine, here she is with her kids, has been doctored and is not real. So everyone's like, okay, why are they even doing that then?
Is she dead?
So now it's just these royal lunatics have lost their mind.
Oh, yeah. And now, just this morning,
okay,
the The Princess of Wales herself.
See, I knew he was up on it.
Has had to come out and speak to this. Like, this is what she wants to do. And she said, many.
Wait. She verbally said?
No.
No. She just put out a thing. Yeah, okay. So how do we know? That doesn't help
anyone.
Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing.
Oh, so she claims
I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photo we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrated and had a very happy moment.
But what's the edit? I'm looking at
her
photo.
Arms or fingers, I think.
Just in weird positions?
I don't know. Photo experts just said there's been some tampering with it. It's not an original picture. They can tell by shadows and stuff like that.
Who would care?
Because they think she's dead. I think that's the big cover-up. It's a royal conspiracy, man. Come on down.
There's been a few.
The wormhole.
There's been a few royal conspiracies of
You could
over
have put
years.
A whole other person that kind of looked like her in this picture, and I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
No, of course not.
Is that, that her? Yeah, I guess.
Well, we'll keep you updated, everybody.
Woo.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, the Oscars were last night.
Yep.
Yes.
If you didn't know. The big winner, obviously, Oppenheimer.
Nine, did it win? Six, nine? Some big number. Yeah, a bunch.
Best supporting actor, best actor, best sound.
Best movie, best director.
Best picture, best director.
All the majors, except for leading actress, which went to Emma Stone, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they had Al Pacino read the vote, whatever it's called.
For best picture.
The Big Daddy. And I don't mean Pacino. The Big Daddy Award. The one that these people work and it's so prestigious to get.
Pop Award of the Night. They brought out Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Legendary actor.
It seemed like he had a few pops before.
He was hammered.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
I don't know. Did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right? To be... No, I'm not going to do it. No. Sorry. Well, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And... I have to go to the envelope for that.
Forgot about nominees.
And I will. Here it comes. And may I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas John.
Jeez.
People wouldn't even know if he was serious, what was happening.
Yeah. He just skipped right past the nominees and went right to the envelope.
Yeah, he couldn't read them all. I'm not mad at a guy for having a good time on Oscar night. If you're in Hollywood,
of course,
everything's free that night. But on his way up to the stage, when he's stumbling up the stairs, like behind and talking to people backstage, and like he's hammered, somebody should have just said, "All right, I'll take a seat," and then just
let's go up with him.
Or throw somebody else out there.
Put naked John Cena up there with him again.
Yeah.
Hwa!
There were some of the most entertaining, from the clips I saw this morning. Like, John Cena being naked was hilarious. Yeah. The I Am Ken performance from Ryan Gosling.
And Slash.
Maybe the greatest Oscar
and
musical
Wolfgang,
performance.
Van Halen.
Yeah, of all time. It was a good time. It seemed like it was an all right, as Oscars go. Now, I didn't sit through the 4 hours, or whatever.
It was over at 10:30, I think.
Yeah.
I got an email from all the winners, and I was like, it's not even over. That's what I said. And then I looked, it was.
maybe they're getting the message from the average people. They're like, this is the worst show ever.
Anyway, get it together, Al.
Yeah, come on, Al.
Hopefully something will come out.
I'm in the dark. At least do one of your lines,
Yeah.
That's why I don't like watching award shows. I just want to remember him being a great actor.
Yeah.
I want to remember his speech from any given Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't want him to see drunk Al forgetting to give out nominees.
Great line would have been, let's see who won.
It would have been. Right.
Maybe not. All right. Just answer question time coming up.
Any question you like, 762-555.
Any topic, any subject.
Yeah.
We're happy to answer it next on Shay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Bye.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want, any topic, any subject, 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Which movie in history didn't win Best Picture that you think should have?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Shawshank.
It didn't ever win?
I don't think it did.
I have no idea what won and what didn't.
I know it did bad with critics.
Mm-hmm. Best movies that didn't win.
Best picture. Yeah, there you go.
Oscars.
Anything jump out real quick?
Feel the Dreams. Shawshank is on the list.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Shawshank.
All right, yeah.
Shawshank was a phenomenal movie.
I love that movie. Great movie.
Critics didn't like it for some reason.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Garbage.
Yeah. And didn't win a whole lot of awards, which is bananas. You guys ever cut up hot dogs, put them in a bowl with some ketchup, mustard, and some dill relish? You need it like a meat salad?
I haven't, but it sounds delicious.
Go.
Like, if you don't have buns, rather than get the, you know, the old rolled piece of bread, this sounds like a great option.
Yeah, when I was a bachelor, my classic lunch was like four hot dogs and a plate with a piece of cheese on top, and put it in the microwave for a minute. I mean, that was my jam. This sounds a lot more sophisticated. It makes you sound fancier because you're eating it like a salad. Right? Even though it's the exact same.
It's meat salad.
Yeah, just a meat salad.
What's wrong with that?
We should open a chain called Meat Salad.
Meat salads?
Yeah, and just have things like that. Just meat cut up in bowls.
No vegetables whatsoever, or just like onions
different
and
meats.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Onions.
Here's our beef meat salad, our pork meat salad, our chicken meat salad, fish.
A little lamb meat salad.
Wow.
Nice.
You guys are fat. You doing anything for Pie Day on Thursday? What sort of pies do you fat gentlemen enjoy?
I mean, I hadn't specifically planned anything. I know here at the radio station, Heather's given a pizza between 12 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, pizza pie.
In fact, for anyone who wants to come by till supplies or while supplies last.
I like a pizza pie. I like a shepherd's pie. I like a chicken pot pie.
I don't think you like shepherd's pie. Remember, we discovered why the difference between shepherd's pie and cottage pie. Shepherd's is lamb. It's supposed to be lamb.
Yeah, it's supposed to be lamb.
I love lamb.
Yeah, I do too. Lamb, but so I've never had a lamb shepherd's pie. I've only had a beef shepherd's pie.
You had a lamb shepherd's pie.
We
went for lunch one time, and you threw up afterwards.
Yeah, but that wasn't because of the taste.
I think it was just, it had been sitting
Something
around
wrong
for a while.
With it?
Yeah.
Where was that? How come I don't remember that at all?
That was 13 years ago.
Okay.
You and I went for lunch, and we went to this Irish pub, and you had a shepherd's pie with lamb in it.
Yeah.
And you threw it up.
I did.
Violently afterwards. Why do I remember that?
Yeah. You have no need to remember that.
What's the most difficult, messiest food you find is out there to eat? Like a regular type, everyday? Ribs are always a total mess.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ribs are always...
Wings?
Yeah.
Wings can be messy.
If they're dry. Yeah,
peel and
eat
shrimp?
I won't bother.
Yeah, that's too much. And I'm not a big crab leg guy for the same reason. Too much effort.
I love crab. I just don't like working for it.
A lot of movie questions, obviously, with the Oscars yesterday. Sure. What movie made you laugh so hard you cried? Quite a few movies. The Anchorman movies were...
Yeah, they were very funny.
Unreal back in the day. Step Brothers was... I mean, Dumb and Dumber, if you want to go way back. We're just talking about ridiculous comedies that made you laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my short list, probably. Funny stuff. they're dead, though. The comedy movie is dead. Think of the last movie. Well, what's the last good comedy, just pure comedy movie that came out?
Mm.
I'm telling you, stand-up specials have ruined comedy movies.
I don't know. The 21 Jump Streets were very funny.
Yeah, they were funny, too.
How long was that?
A while. You're right.
15 years? 10 years? 10 years.
Probably 10.
I'm telling you, they're dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of one.
Like the Will Ferrell generation, those are vanished. But he hasn't made a really good movie in a while. If you dare say...
Sherlock Holmes.
I'm going to throw it that way.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a great movie. It's not as bad as you said it was, but it wasn't a great movie.
It's the worst movie ever made. That's it for this edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
20 Questions Spectacular Bonanza.
Every day at this time, we ask the same 20 questions until we get a winner, and then we'll go back to our Wheel of Stupid contest. But we have had 15 correct. That was our highest so far. And we're up to $800 in Lotto. So
let's see what Michelle can do.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Have you heard this before?
I have.
All so right. You know that you probably know the first 15. You think you're okay?
Oh, I think I know the first 16.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Now, remember, if you take longer than 5 seconds and you get one wrong, you're done, okay?
All right.
All right, good luck to you.
Here we go.
Yeah.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Go!
What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this pop yearler crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a space suit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
With SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which bone are babies born without?
Kneecaps.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
A horse.
On February 15, 1965, Canada unfurled our new flag with this national emblem on it.
The Maple Leaf.
What does HTTP stand for?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Pandora.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
You called it, Michelle. You did know the first 16.
You did.
That's a quick 5 seconds, though.
It is. It's how 5 seconds is. But we thank you for playing and your great sport, and keep trying, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks. Right, okay, have a good one.
You too. Yeah, bud.
Bye-bye. Well, she helped out everybody else. At least one more.
Yeah. One more closer.
So we should get a winner this week, I would say.
I would think.
I would think so.
I would think.
So they got 17 tomorrow, 18 Wednesday. Whoa, they might have to get it on their own on Friday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are gettable. Like that one, you could have guessed probably and got it. I mean, it's not that difficult. Maybe just think about timing of television and toys. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
well.
Still, hey, we'll keep trying, won't we?
Sure will, Chris.
Back again. Same bat channel, same bat time. That's for Batman.
Yeah, I know. I figured.
They don't know.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Little spot in the show, each brings something to the table. I got something quick, guys, before we get to both of you.
Sure.
Just a friendly reminder, today is the most likely day to die.
What?
Because of daylight savings
the time change.
People reacting to the time change.
You can use that for an excuse for a good week or two anyway. Yeah. Paul, sorry about that. Time change got me.
This day and week in general. Always an increase in heart attacks, strokes, and fatal car crashes. So just be a little more careful this week. Take a little bit more care of your body and don't freak out. You'll be fine. Just your odds have increased, that's all.
Okay.
Happy news. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we all know the Material Girl, right? Madonna?
Like personally?
Not personally.
No, not personally.
I don't know her. No.
Well, she was playing. She's been attacked on social media and across the media platforms.
For being gross?
No, because she was performing and she wanted everyone to stand up. And then she noticed someone wasn't standing up. So then she said, like, why aren't you standing? Anyway, they were in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, she apologized.
Of course. She apologized immediately.
Of course.
So people are mad at her?
Of course, because people...
She's on stage with lights in her eyes and she saw someone sitting down.
She probably just thought it was someone like me at Mamma Mia. right?
Yeah.
Not having a good
What's
time.
What's this jerk doing sitting down? Yeah. Yeah. He didn't even like you. Oh,
you're in a wheelchair.
I'm not mad at her. Really.
No, she apologized immediately. And like,
what's
whatever.
That? The old foot and mouth disease? Is yeah. that what they call it?
I'm much more mad at her for her.
How she's changed the way she looks?
No, just the weird Nana sensual videos that you see floating around social every now and again where she's just like. Know.
Why are you mad at her, Chris? Everyone can be sexy.
Mm-mm-mm.
And anyone can do whatever they want with their bodies.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You can't.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Sounds like not AJ.
No, I'm not mad at her. I didn't say she shouldn't be allowed to post it. I'm just saying I don't like it. I cannot like it.
Hey, you're allowed to not like it.
I cannot like it.
You are, yeah.
Real bad man.
No, not at all. Why are you saying that?
It was an accident.
Man, I just don't understand the need for to be sexy in your 70s or whatever.
Maybe they like it. Maybe they feel sexy.
Yeah, it makes her feel free.
Okay.
How old is she actually?
This is going to make it sound like I don't, whatever. Do what you want. I promise you, I won't be making sexy videos
first, ladies.
In my 70s.
Heard what? She's 65. First.
Yeah. She was like the queen of sex for like 30 years. She was like
She's
was.
Had her time.
Yeah, Peggy, stop it. Go be the queen of being a nice Nana now. Like, what's wrong with that?
Maybe she just wants to be sexy.
She isn't.
Not to you.
Not to you. Well, you've changed.
All right. Anyways.
What do you have, Jason? Something super fun and exciting?
No, it's not. People got really mad. So, you know, there was that terrible murder in Barrhaven, right?
Oh,
so they were having a vigil the other night. Which people were showing up to, including the mayor, the police chief, and about 100 other people. So apparently Ottawa bylaw was handing out $90 parking tickets.
Come on.
Just around the block from there. Lots of people posting on social media about it.
What are you doing, bylaw?
Like, can you not take... You have to add some humanity. Now, okay. Just to play the other side. Just I'm putting myself in a bylaw officer's shoes.
Are they really tight?
I was going to say they're very tight.
Uncomfortable?
Very uncomfortable. No wonder they're mad.
Just angry.
All the time.
Yeah.
Velcro. But like super. Velcro. But like the 3M Velcro. Yeah, so it never loosens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're there. You're around the block. You see a bunch of things. Like if you didn't know what was going on.
I guess.
If you're in the area, you should probably know what's going on. It was well advertised.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture on the street. It's not like like a snow day or anything like that. It's just there's lots of open spots. Like, what are you doing?
But just you arrive, you're like, oh, wow, there are a lot of cars here parked illegally. But there's so many cars here. I wonder what's going on.
Is there something happening here?
Has anything happened in Barrhaven lately?
Yeah. It's been in the news that maybe I should be aware of. Maybe I should ask someone.
Now, we are in the city of Ottawa.
Yeah.
There will be some people who say, well, the law's the law.
Yeah.
Why are you allowed to park there?
Okay, but what do they do? Are they blocking roads and driveways, or are they just parked on the wrong side of the road at the wrong
time?
In this
picture, they're not blocking anything. No, I wasn't there.
No fire hydrants, but
so I can't.
Yeah, if you're doing anything, if you put your car that could risk anybody else getting, like blocking a fire hydrant or whatever, fine, ticket those folk.
And even still.
But, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a dick move.
All these people have gone to this incredibly sad thing.
Yeah.
Where they go to try and feel better, in a sense, being around other people. And they come back to their car. There's a parking ticket.
Parking ticket.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, they got in and out quick, I bet.
Bylaw!
Yeah. Bylaw wasn't sticking around to greet people as they came back to their cars after that.
Just to let you know, man.
Mm. Yeah, it takes a special kind of person.
It really does.
Bylaw.
Yeah.
Officer.
Bylaw.
You know, I couldn't do it.
Nope. Me either. But you keep patrolling those parking signs.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
24 hours a day, leave us a message. We'll get back to you. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Sorry, we won't get back to you. We'll play it. I'm not calling you back. Come on now. What do you got this morning, James?
My fella's upset about husband and wives walking.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a construction worker. You guys ever notice? People are walking down the road, like husband and wife, and they're like running or walking or whatever they do when they're on their Sunday or afternoon freedom walks. But they're walking like 100 yards away from each other down the road. or running like 100 yards away from me, Dad. Like, what are you doing? Are you out for a what? Like a walk with your wife? Or are you just out for a walk? Like, I don't understand. Like, if I was going to take my wife for a walk down the road, I'd hold her hand, I'd walk down the road. But this guy's like 100 yards away from his girl, and he's like, he's up there just chugging away. What's he doing over there? Why is he so far away from her? She could be in danger for all he knows, and he's just chugging away up there. Love you, bro. Bye.
I guess if the running part, they may run at different speeds.
Yeah, if they're running, then that makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe they're at a different point in their training regimen.
Maybe he wants to burn calories. Maybe she was on the phone and he just kept going.
Now,
maybe they got in a fight.
Has he possibly confused just a girl and a guy running on the same street to be together?
That's possible, too.
That's a possibility.
Could sit 100 meters or 100 yards away from each other.
Yeah.
Those could be two people who've never even met.
That's true. Fair assessment right there.
Or a guy following a lady, you know?
Well, he said he's chugging
ahead. Oh, he's ahead. Yeah. She's following him.
Mm.
Now, I go for walks around the block and such. My wife, we don't hold hands.
No,
you guys hold hands when you go out and about, like in the mall with your wife?
What if we're attacked? I have one hand.
Once in a while,
you can grab her and put you in front.
It's not like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It's like 90-10%. I'd say I don't hold hands, but every now and again, I'll hold my wife's hand. Sure, why not? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it if you like it.
If you like it.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
You know, I'll tell you what, I do feel weird, though. I'll be holding my wife's hand, and then you guys know I have a nonverbal autistic son named Tyson. I just feel the need to explain that. So who sometimes gets nervous in a mall and will want to hold on to my arm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's sometimes weird, like I'm holding my wife's hand with one hand and my son's holding my arm with the other hand, and I'm like aren't we the loser family, like walking around all holding
hands? Yeah, well, you have a reason.
Like, yeah, but he's 16, so it just feels a little, it does.
Is he taller than you now? Is he taller than you?
No, he's tall, man. Not quite. It's just like, it's not that, like, I'll hold his arm all day. I don't mind. Like, sure. He can hold my arm. Like, it's fine. And I'll hold my wife's hand. Yeah. But when we're in a row, like, the three of us, like, united walking down the mall, it feels a bit, make fun of that family. Right. Like,
and
you, family holding hands.
As the chief protector.
Yeah.
Your defense mechanism has been severely compromised.
Well, sure. But I also feel like I look like an alpha idiot. It was like, all my family must hold my arms when I walk through the mall.
Now, I believe that's still not as bad as, you know, hands in the back pocket of your significant other walking around. We saw that not too long ago.
Within
the last year, me and my wife saw it at a mall or something. I was like,
she got Jolly
two.
Ranchers in there or something?
He was just reaching for,
a candy in your back pocket.
And then she had her hand in his back pocket.
The one, maybe just because of my giant ogre that I could never be comfortable pulling off, is when the guy's got his hand around her shoulders and she's got her hand around his waist.
Oh, walking?
Like both, yeah,
oh,
no. You're like glued. Like, you're like,
your
so
hips are done.
Like, how do you walk comfortably? Like, I don't.
You can't.
You gotta be mini.
Huh?
You gotta be smaller people, I would think.
Yeah, or long arms and skinny little frames. Yeah, you got enough space in between. Yeah.
I just don't do it.
We've made that to be a.
My wife's accepted that now. She'll try and hold my hand sometimes. Like, she'll grab it for an amal and be like, what are you doing?
You shake her off?
You
cold man. You
I won't shake
your wife.
It. I'll hold it for, like, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds.
Yeah, and
then
I'll point.
I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Smooth. She knows.
Smooth.
I'm not talking out of school here. Yeah. She knows my tricks. I don't like holding hands.
Yeah. Just stretch. Oh, my shoulder.
Jeez.
Oh, my shoe's untied.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, yeah. Anyways.
Call Dougie Line anytime.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. 216-384-9216-DOUGIE.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
All right. Well, have a great day. You're listening for Big Sugar. Text WIN to 762-555 for tickets for them. Swing by she106.com. Vote on our March Madness of Small Towns, please. Thursday, we're going to have pizza, but you got some time for that. But just keep that in your schedule for Pie Day.
And don't forget, just after 9 o'clock, Heather,
right. Yes.
Heather
yeah.
will be calling out another name to get on the payroll payday.
So much going on. So much. All right, gents. Well, hope you have a great day. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you too, man.
Cool. Catch you on the flip side.
Okay.
Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.